Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
We have all heard and probably stated so many excuses for skipping out an exercise session. Oh, I have no time. I have no money. The kids. Well, joining me today is certified strength and conditioning specialist and fitness guru, Paul Costas, who's going to give us some inside hacks, inside information to help you stick to your workout. Paul, how are you doing today?
Great, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm good. Paul, I've heard the excuses, and I myself, I'm guilty of it, have made just about every one of them. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you're like, today's the day that I'm going to jump out of bed, I'm going to put my running shoes on, and I'm going to go for a 5-mile run. And then all of a sudden, the alarm clock goes off. My son screams. My wife is trying to find my briefcase, trying to get out the door. All of a sudden, I'm on the train, and I'm headed to work, and I forgot about my workout. So, Paul, why do people, and I'm gonna get this, let's talk especially guys. Why do guys have trouble sticking to an exercise program?
Hey, that's a great question. Probably one of the biggest limiting factors, I think, going to the gym regularly already. If it boils down to about two reasons, I think guys, especially guys, are conditioned to want things right away, and they just don't want to put the work in or tend not to realize that progress takes time and continued work. And so rather than trusting in the process, I think they tend to jump ship from the next big workout program to the next big program, before their body has a chance to adapt to the original one. And this kind of brings us into the next reason, which is for so much information out there. I mean, you see it when you're online. There's every list from the next 5 exercises you should do to get ripped, or the one thing you're not doing that you should be doing. And I think it tends to give people exercise ADD. And there's also that kind of false belief out there that adaptation's a bad thing. The body needs to be constantly shocked with a large variety of exercise.
You know, it's interesting, Paul. You bring up a very good point. There is so much information out there. I mean, you know, people are self-diagnosing themselves. People are saying, oh, I have this. And all of a sudden, they look online and they read these blogs. And these blogs aren't, I always say, if it's not .edu or not .gov, if it's not coming from a credible source, don't read on. And this happens a lot. I see this with people. Oh, these are good for my abs. This is good for my lower back. Oh, I'm not doing this. Oh, now I'm doing this. And everyone says I should avoid it. So with so much information, it's driving guys especially, well, if I can't do that, you know what? I might as well not do it at all. So what are some simple ways that guys or people can implement exercises without feeling like they have to know everything or even change their schedules?
Yeah, I mean, the scheduling is, it's really the hardest thing, especially, you know, like, as you mentioned, working people, people with families, you know, and to be honest, I think most people need to integrate fitness within their schedule and prioritize and such. You know, I look at my workouts like a promise to myself, and I schedule them as if they were a client or a business meeting, and by attaching that value to exercise and just understanding it's going to make you a healthier, happier person, more productive at home, more productive at work, I think it becomes easier to find that time. I think you really comes down to making that time for it. And then I guess the next important step is having that plan, knowing what you're going to do before you get to the gym. And then you get in and get out. Leave your phone in your locker, try to minimize distractions. And I think you can still get a really productive workout done in as little as 30 to 40 minutes.
You said some great statements. I want to break it up. Number one, you said it's almost like making a business meeting with yourself. I've never heard someone say that, because whenever we think about exercise, it's like, oh, they dread it and the pain and sweat. It's kind of hard to sell to people. But if you think about it, if you look at it like a business meeting, you're investing in your company's future. Well, when you're putting it as a business meeting, the way you said it, you're investing in yourself, and I really like that. People forget that it is making a meeting with your health to increase its what? Its worth, and it's also increased in many factors. Now, time and money, I hear it so much, especially from the guys, you know, we brought on people with the show before. Time, I don't have the time. Money, I don't have the money to join the gym. And I always say, listen, stand on one leg while you're brushing teeth. It's an easy way. If you can't brush your teeth, I can't help you. But what are really the factors? I mean, is it time? Is it money that's keeping guys away from the gym? Or do we just not know what to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got to be the latter. I mean, I can't think of anything in life where time and money don't end up being factors. But like we were just talking about, it comes down to just placing the value on exercise, on your health, on yourself. Just like you would place value on a new pair of shoes or a vacation. I ask a lot of my new clients to track their nutritional habits for 7 to 10 days, and it's really beneficial. It really opens their eyes on the little changes they can start making. And I think the same can be done for locking your daily activities for a week. And most people, no matter how busy they really think they are, I think they're going to find they have a little extra time at the end of the week that they might have been watching TV or playing with their phone that they can go to the gym with. And, you know, you can always go running or do push-ups or pull-ups in the park for free, but at some point you reach diminishing returns. And also, so this out there, gym memberships at Brooklyn Athletic Clubs are $85 a month. I mean, that's hardly an expensive night out in New York City. And it kind of ends up coming down to like maybe not going out one night a month or just setting aside $22 a week investment in yourself. And I think that's a value I think most people end up agreeing on.
No, it is. It is an investment in yourself. And you said something also too. You said people just looking at the phone or going going right to the couch and watching TV. Did you know on average we open up our phone, it's something like 110 times. And you think about it, when you open it up, you're spending at least a minute just browsing, or you know, you're seeing who liked your something on Instagram. 110 times. That's about 110 minutes that you can make time, as you said, to run in place, do jumping jacks. Now, there's a question a lot of people have, and I've done some research and I've done some studies. Fitness and health are different, and I want to bring this up really quickly, but when people think about fitness, they think, oh, I'm being aesthetically in shape, but it's not the same as health. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely agree with that. And well, I don't think fitness and health are mutually exclusive. They're not always synonymous. I think we see plenty of people in the gym. They're fit. They're ripped. They're either really huge or they're lean, but they don't necessarily lead healthy lives. And then we've got our healthy people who are not strong and are not athletic. And I think eventually you're going to hit plateaus, especially in fitness, and that's when you need to examine the quality of your health. And for those healthy people out there, they're going to need fitness to have a stronger heart and bones, be overall more resilient. And there's going to be an individual overlap with both health and fitness. But for optimal results, you're going to need to focus on both.
That's interesting, because a lot of people think the more muscles I have and the more ripped I am, I'm in good health. So it's bringing a very, very valid point that we really have to start looking internally as what the body's working as opposed to what's on the outside. Now, quickly, we have about 2 minutes. Besides the working out and everything, where does sleep, where does behavior, where do water, how do they all help with our health? And what are simple hacks that guys can do right now to change their life?
I've been taking, you know, one small step at a time. As far as, let's say, you know, you get to the gym regularly, but you really don't eat well. Focus on one thing, primarily. Eat a healthy breakfast every day. And maybe secondarily, have a big glass of water upon waking and with every meal. Let that sit in for a few weeks, let it become habit, and then just go into the next line of attack, which would be maybe adding vegetables to other meals later in the day. But start small. Don't set yourself up for failure.
It's true. I like what you just said, addition. Whenever we think about fitness, whenever we think about health, we always think about deprivation. People forget it's adding in. It's adding to longevity. It's adding to a better you, and it's an investment in you. So, Paul, real quickly, where can people find out more about you if they want to learn about these simple hacks to stick to your workout?
Well, I am the director of personal training at Brooklyn Athletic Club in Williamsburg, and I also have a website, which I've been neglecting lately, but that is www.paulcostas.com.
Paul, listen, it was a pleasure having you on the show. I got to bring you back again, and you have a wonderful day. To learn more about simple hacks to help you stick to your workout, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD.